All right, thank you all very much for coming. My name is Michael Ford. I'm Associate Vice President for Campus Life and also Coordinator of Commencement for the College of Arts and Sciences. And as most of you probably know, we're recording this session tonight, and we have sort of a being recorded through media services right now as we speak, and it's also got a backup system here, a little digital recorder up front, so that's what this guy is, so that's recording us as well. So we're just going to leave that one alone and hope I don't break it. This is, we've been doing the senior speaker, it's about early 90s, and it's been my privilege to sort of host and coordinate this competition since 1995. So this is my 16th of these, and I'm happy to be here tonight and applaud all of the speakers. There are, you thought there was six of you, there are really seven. And I'll talk about that reason in just a minute. A little bit about process. There are, first of all, 442 members in your class, 442. Of that 442, seven of you have chosen to compete for the honor of representing your class at commencement on May the 8th. So first of all, thank you for writing a speech, for taking the time, effort, and energy to do that. It's not easy writing a commencement speech, and you all know that, as you're giving it your best shot. So thank you for doing that. My role in this is to facilitate this process, and I do that in a variety of ways. There is a selection committee that is here. It consists of some seniors, faculty, and staff. I have recruited those folks, try to get a broad base of people who can render their judgments. They will make the determination tonight after all the speeches are given as to who will be formally recommended to the Jane Hunter, interim dean of the college. And they'll make that decision tonight. I'm not letting them go home until they make that decision. And for the last 16 years, we've been able to do that. So I think the process will work fine. Each of the seniors who will be speaking tonight has agreed to the podcast, and really it's we did that for the first time last year at the request of the Senior Experience Committee, because prior to that time, we really didn't have the opportunity, and nor did anybody else, to hear most of these speeches except one time. Now on the podcast, we'll have that podcast up probably right after spring break, and anyone can hear all of the speeches. So you'll have that opportunity, whether or not you are selected to be the speaker, your voice will be heard. And actually, we keep that podcast up for about a year. What you say tonight will continue on for a while. The speakers tonight, Akeem Ballard, Communication, Tacoma, Washington, Jared Blanchard III, Music from Dillon, Colorado, Helen Burkhart, Philosophy from South Lake Tahoe, California, Sonia Hackinson from Sociology and Anthropology from Baraboo, Wisconsin, Rhea Manley, English major from Kingston, Jamaica, Rachel Young, Environmental Studies from Minnetonka, Minnesota, and David Mendoza, Maricias, who's a history major from Hillsboro. Now, you didn't see David's name in that email that went out this morning. And reason for that, David submitted his speech last week on time. We had a little challenge with the registrar getting all the information to me regarding David graduating. I mean, David's going to graduate. We just didn't have all the information until today. So he's good. He submitted his speech on time, and good to go. All you got to do is pass all those classes, like all of you, and you'll be fine. What I'm going to request, I will, first of all, let me introduce the panelists. The panelists are spread out up here, the selection committee, and there are some others who are here to just enjoy the presentations. The graduating seniors who have volunteered to do this are Kelsey Doman, Holiday Eng, Eli Fabens, Dith Pamp, and Alexis Sheik. So thank you all for being here. Faculty member is Joel Martinez, who's an assistant professor of philosophy. And then we have three staff members tonight. Tricia Brand, who's associate dean of students and director of multicultural affairs. Jim Enright, who's the communications officer for development. And Judy McMullen, who's the associate director of physical education. So panelists, kind of raise your hands so we can all see you. All right, everybody spread out a little bit here because we really do want to provide for the seniors who are speaking in this competition the sense of audience. And I'm going to be sitting over here because when you speak, you're going to be, there'll be a platform party behind you. All right, there'll be people behind you. And if we're outside, the faculty will be behind you. So I'm going to be over here. I won't bother you, but I'll be sitting over here to give you a sense of reality over there. I'll be timing this. And I'm not going to say anything about time. I'm just timing it. All these speeches should be 7 to 9 minutes, give or take. And I'll just record that. What I will do by way of introduction, I'll go through this list and we'll do it by the random selection that we just did in terms of order. And I will introduce each speaker by their name, their academic major, and their hometown. And then ask for your applause. And it's quite appropriate to applaud at the end. I would encourage you to do that. We're not going to hold our applause at the very end, all right? You represent 3,000 people out there who are going to be there at commencement, so let's hear it at appropriate moments, all right? Every one of the evaluators has the criteria in front of them, they have sheets of paper, and they'll be recording their comments. So I'll pause in between speeches for 2-3 minutes to allow the evaluators time to finish their remarks before I introduce the next person, all right? Okay, any questions before we get going? And thank you very much for people who are not formally evaluators, who are here just to enjoy the evening. It really is a very special evening, and having read all the speeches, I can promise you a thoroughly interesting and exciting time.